Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's up, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs and leaders looking to grow, not only by learning new things, but by connecting their work to big ideas and overcoming the barriers that prevent them from doing the work they were born to do. If I were to produce a parody of Lord of the Rings, I'd probably call it Boredom of the Screens. Instead of a ring of power, I would have a screen of power that serves as a tool to bring life to the darkest desires of the user, but ultimately binding everyone together not in illumination, but in control. Now, before you think I'm going to give a rant about technology or that I've gone off the deep end and ran out of ideas for getting work to work, I want to share an idea about how we can perhaps use screens to augment our lives instead of controlling them. Show notes and links for this episode can be found at gwtw.co/267. All right, this episode is going to be a little bit strange. I'm just going to let you know now, because sometimes you just get an idea and you got to run with it. There's nothing funnier than the reality that everyone poops. And while they do that basic biological function, they're probably doing something else, staring at a screen. As I scrolled this morning, looking at faraway lands, I realized that I hadn't been away from home for some time. I can't remember the last time I saw a breathtaking view while digging a hole. It's humbling to have to do that. But there's a tremendous difference between enjoying a view in the comfort and control of your home and being in the elements, staring at the bug crawling on your leg, mountain off in the distance, dirt beneath your butt. I realized this morning that I've grown tired and bored of the screen. Instead of living life, I've been living vicariously through the curated lens that is Instagram. Instead of sacrificing my life to take the ring of power to Mount Doom with Frodo and Sam, I'm watching their Instagram stories as they get deceived by Gollum, get trapped by Shelob, and climb to the salvation of humanity. As I get engrossed in their story, I am with them. I am participating. Without my attention, they would lack the fortitude to overcome such sacrificial obstacles. Or so I tell myself. The reality is that I have become bored and desensitized to the screen and can no longer tell what is real and what is not. It is no longer augmenting my reality, but overtaking it. I once lived in order to share, but now I share in order to live. My priorities are a slow motion crash in reverse. I love digital technology, and I love all that it affords my life. I love that I can scroll mindlessly on Netflix trying to find something to watch, and then skip to HBO, and do the same, and then skip to Hulu, and then realize that I'm not really going to find anything, so I either go to my DVD collection or pick up a book off the coffee table. I love that I can learn anything I desire, connect with people all over the world, and from the comfort of my home, travel anywhere at the tap of the screen. But I have lost something. I've lost a physical connection to others. I've lost the ability to get dirty. I've lost the potential of food poisoning. I instead accepted an atrophied curiosity and a false security and certainty in an uncertain world. Boredom of the screens defines my life because I let it. Instead of driving to the hills and going for a walk, I stare at the screen in the comfort of my home. Does the boredom of the screens define yours? Boredom of the screens is the story that I live in because I tell myself there is no other way, that there is no other way to sell digital products than the screen, that there is no way to create a business without connecting to the tools of today. But maybe there is another way, but I just don't know it because I'm stuck in the narrative of the screen. Do you do the same? Boredom of the screens is the illusion that I have something to say when I haven't lived life enough. That the story that I'm living is someone else's story, and that I feel it deeply because I've connected to them in a passive way. Is that any way to tell a story? Perhaps I have gone off the deep end this morning. I mean, thinking of parodies of Lord of the Rings and metaphors of poop. But as I think about the life I want to live, I can't just keep it in my mind. I can't just leave it an extension of the screen. I have to actually go live it. I can't be afraid of going to a place that takes me out of my comfort zone. I can't live in fear of what happens if I can't dig a hole fast enough. Shovels exist for this purpose. That's not their only purpose, but one of them is to dig a hole. But also remember that water washes us clean. As I connect to the world through the lens of a screen, I'm increasingly bored, passive, and weak. And the question that I have to ask this morning is, surely there is another way. Before we wrap up this episode of Getting Work to Work, I want to leave you with two questions. What big idea are you chasing, and how are you bringing it to life? Reach out and let me know. I'd love to have you on the show to share all about it. I'm Chris at chrismartinstudios.com, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at @cmstudios. I really do love hearing from people, so if you need someone to share your ideas with or need encouragement, don't hesitate to say hello. There are a lot of podcasts you could be listening to, and I'm grateful that you would spend valuable time listening to Getting Work to Work. Would you be willing to spread the word about the show with your friends, other creative entrepreneurs and leaders who want to get their work to work? You can send them to gwtw.co to access every episode, as well as find the links to stream the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and more. You may have noticed in this podcast that I love talking about curiosity, but did you know I also like writing about it too? Each week I release my curiosity thoughts in the Curiosity Lab. You can sign up today at the bottom of the show notes page at gwtw.co/267. I also recently released an email series for creative entrepreneurs who may be struggling with burnout, conformity, and mediocrity called The Curiosity Killers. Head to curiositykillers.com to learn more about this resource and sign up for this fun and serious look at why curiosity matters. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.